This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Suhaimi. With the Malaysian consumer to be hit on all fronts, from electricity to rising prices of essential like sugar, to possibly higher assessment and toll rates, how negatively will this impact consumer spending?
We see inflation surging to around 3.5% this year from 2% last year as the key immediate impact of the already announced and the expected upcoming subsidy rationalizations and the resultant price adjustments. At the same time, the recent Malaysian Employers Federation survey indicates a slightly slower rise in private sector wages to an average of 5.6% in 2014 versus the average of 6.5% in 2013. So the faster inflation rate amid slightly slower income rise erodes purchasing power, which will impact the consumer spending. Consumer spending grew by 7.7% in the first 9 months of 2013, and we see its growth slowing to 6.8% in 2014. Of course, the fact that consumer spending is still growing indicates some mitigations factors to prevent a sharper slide in consumer spending in 2014. These include budget 2014 announcements of the continuation of the pre-general election cash transfers and financial assistance programs, as well as the personal income tax rebates for the lower and middle income group that are being the hardest hit by the rising cost of living due to higher prices and cost of essential items like food, fuel, power and transportation that accounts for a larger portion of their spending, and the knock-on effects on other goods and prices. In addition, there is also the expected boost to tourism spending from the Visit Malaysia year 2014. So overall, we are seeing slightly slower growth in consumer spending in 2014, but we are not at this point of time looking at a sharp slowdown or decline.
With household debts already at rather worrying levels, how will this affect NPLs, given that banks have been lending aggressively in consumer subsectors like mortgage, autos, credit cards and personal loans in the past few years?
Overall, the banking system's asset quality remains robust, with non-performing loans or NPL ratio to the banking system's total loan remaining below 2%. Although I admit, if we look at the absolute figures or absolute numbers, there is increase in the NPLs, especially for those involving non-residential properties, personal loans and credit cards, for example. But overall, the low NPLs ratio means households have the capacity to service their debts. Moreover, prudent measures by Bank Negara Malaysia and the banking system's own risk management will also ensure NPL will be under control. I think the key risk to rising NPL will be the overall job market conditions. As far as I'm concerned, as long as employment growth is stable, unemployment rate stays low at around current levels of 3%, and there is steady income growth, I believe the households non-performing loans should be manageable.
Do you foresee any interest rate hikes in 2014?
I think any interest rate hike will add to the already cautious to negative mood amongst consumers that is adjusting to the reality of this cost-push inflation. To note, Malaysia's Institute of Economic Research Consumer Sentiment Index fell for the second consecutive quarters in third quarter of last year from second quarter of last year to the level that was lowest since first quarter of 2009. And that was the first back-to-back drop since second and third quarter of 2008. That's why we are taking a contrarian view against consensus projection of a 25 to 50 basis point rise this year. We are taking the view that OPR will remain at 3%. To support growth, especially domestic demand via consumer spending, in view of the, for example, the fiscal policy tightening and consolidation in government spending.
And do you agree with the government's move to rationalize subsidies in such a short period of time? Would a more gradual approach have been better for the economy?
I think people must remember there was no subsidy cutbacks or adjustments since middle of 2011 amid uncertainty over the timing of the general election previously, with government obviously being cautious against politically unpopular steps, although there is a strong economic case or justification for adjusting current system of subsidy to something that is more targeted and go to the groups that need it. So the recent bouts of adjustment in prices is more of a catch-up after more than 2 years of no adjustment. I think that's the first thing people must remember. But I don't think the government is catching up to meet the original subsidy rationalization program's plan that was announced by Pemandu back in 2009 to more or less remove subsidy by 2014 or 2015. I think we can expect the government to stick to the principle of gradual adjustment in subsidies. So we will see this happening over the next few years rather than taking place over a very short period of time.
Thank you, Suhaimi Ilyas, Chief Economist at Maybank Investment Bank.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.